applicant?
Margaret Vale, please.
Yes, and Mr. Vale, please state your name and address for the record, please.
Yep, good evening, my name is Richard Vale, address is 41 Hill Road, Holmes, New York.
Raise your right hand.
Oh, sorry.
And do you swear that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth to the best of your knowledge?
I do.
Thank you.
So this property is probably familiar to you, I was here before you in October, requesting a variance for a slightly different project. My client and stepmother, since October, when we got a variance review, had a changing of her thinking about what she wanted out of her addition. So we, rather than, if you recall back in October, we came forward with a, an application for a sunroom and a carport below, and with a, and also a wraparound porch. So the wraparound porch stayed, didn't change at all. That's a screen area, and the deck, also a deck extension that really didn't change markedly. But we did change the, did away with the sunroom carport, and now we're proposing a full, you know, one-car garage with a sunroom above it, and a, above that, a primary bathroom office. So the, it's more or less in the same location as the sunroom that was proposed, but we, in order to get a functioning garage, we did have to extend the depth to 21'6", so it's extending 5 feet deeper than what we initially were forward with back in October. We did step it back a little bit, so the garage, you can see here on this elevation, does extend further than we have stepped in about 3 feet with the rest of the massing of the addition. Just that we didn't need to go, the second, the upper level didn't really need to go out as far. And we've been before the co-op and have gotten the approval from the co-op for it.
How many bathrooms are in there?
Let's see, there's, this will be 3 bedrooms.
And for the record, there is no one in the audience to ask questions, so we'll skip that part. Any other questions, gentlemen? Anything else you'd like to add?
Other than the portion where we are going to, we are requesting about a little further than last time is in the part of the property that's got the most yardage, front yardage to the street, so it's most distance from it, that's the north end of the property. It's, I guess the hardship other than it's a tiny lot, is it's also got 3 front yards, which is, I consider a hardship for a property.
So you have a hard time placing a pool on it?
Well, that's the next application. I think we're done.
So if I'm reading this correctly, the area shaded in red is what's new as compared to the October application?
That's right, yeah. And then we did slide that, the red box, a little, like 3 feet over towards the Lakeshore Drive. But that deck extension was always part of the plan. It was part of the last application, yeah. Too. So.
Any other questions, gentlemen?
All right, with that, I will close the public hearing. We can confer.
Yes.
Anybody needs to confer, and if there is no concurrence, I would say, does anybody care to make a motion? All right, I will make a motion to grant the application of east front setback of 9 feet, a west front setback of 23 feet, and a north side setback of 10 feet. Do I have a second?
Second.
I I will address the criteria, whether an undesirable change would reduce the character of the neighborhood. No, absolutely not. This is very similar to many applications we've granted in the past. These are very small lots. People want to maximize what they have on their lots, understandably. But the benefits of the applicant can be achieved by some feasible method other than the variance? No, not really. And the applicant has made the application to make the biggest variance where there's the most land and the most space from the road. Whether the requested variance is substantial, well, frankly, virtually any application in Vail is substantial because of the size of the lots, but I don't think that that's sufficient to deny the motion. Whether the proposed variance will have an adverse effect or impact on environmental conditions, there's been no testimony to that effect. And whether the alleged difficulty was self-created, well, it's only self-created because the owner of the lot would like a bigger deck, understandably. So with that, we will do a roll call vote. And this time we'll start from my right. Matt?
In favor.
Anthony?
In favor.
Scott?
In favor.
Steve?
In favor.
Greg?
I'm in favor.
John?
In favor.
And I too am in favor. Appreciate it. Wait a moment. That's what I'm saying. I will. On the application.
Let's get that in here right away.
Thank you.
Congratulations, you have your variance.
Thanks a lot. Thank you. Thanks.
Part of it, like across the street from me on the lakefront, that floods.
Okay.
But not
Jackie,
the whole
because
lake.
Jackie is aware of the time. Let me just say.